Ladies and gentlemen, the podcast is about to begin. Please take your seats and we'll get started. Good evening, everybody. This is Camille Forte, and I'm very lucky to have with me in my studio my partner in crime, Michael. Say hi, Mike.
Hey.
So thank you, everybody, for being with me for a few minutes to geek out and talk a little bit about marketing, social media in particular. Forgive me in advance if our studio assistant is meowing in the background. And forgive me if my voice gets a little scratchy. I've been sick for a couple of weeks, and I'm losing that Kathleen Turner sort of sex appeal in my voice, and I'm sorry about that. I actually had a brief visit to the hospital, you know, really just because I love the hospital food so much. But getting back to business, pun intended, there's a question that's been asked of me quite a lot, and so I thought that I'd bring it onto the podcast.
Okay, Camille. We're looking online at some of the questions that were brought in, and Ahmed wanted to know was...
Drumroll.
We don't have drums in the studio.
Oh, you can't come up with a drum sound effect?
We're that broke. But the question is, what is the difference between social media and social commerce?
I'm happy to answer this question because I think it applies to so many people, so many organizations. It's been asked over and over and over, so I really want to get this out there. The answer is, it's like in Kung Fu Panda, the secret ingredient in the noodles, nothing. Ideally, very little to nothing. There's a reason that social media is what it has become, the behemoth that it has become in our society. It's not just a thing that we do from time to time anymore. It's not just, you know, it's not the MySpace days. Oh, let me check my MySpace in between activities. Over 90% of people now have their smartphones within arm's reach, literally 24/7. We live by social media. Now, which platform? That varies. That's a whole other discussion. But the reason that social media is so effective for so many purposes, from business, selling, aka social commerce or social advertising, social selling, generating awareness of a cause, world issues, world news, keeping in touch with loved ones, relatives, friends, you name it, is because, number one, we are social by nature. You know, those of us on this podcast who are human, we are social creatures. And so it engages people on a level that is so natural to us psychologically. And there are, social media has become so diverse that there literally is no platform that doesn't have anything and everything that could possibly interest someone on, you know, every platform. Did I say that twice?
Yes.
Sorry. So, you know, the point is that no matter what you want, no matter how bizarre nor how mundane it is, it's there and it's social. People customize their social experience based on their individual preferences, no matter how obscure they may be. And for that reason, if you are looking to get into social commerce, no matter what you're trying to sell, rally support for, bring awareness to, it doesn't matter. Social is the place to do it. I feel very strongly about this because I also see a lot of companies, small businesses, entrepreneurs try social commerce, and because they don't do it right, they blame social. You know, I'm not a professional baseball player. I'm not going to knock one out of the park, but I'm not going to walk away blaming the sport. It's all about whether you do it right. And so the point of why there's, you know, nothing is the secret sauce there is because if you do it right, social commerce shouldn't seem any different really than social media. You have to know who your audience is, okay? And there is where you do your homework. You have to tap in the psyche of your buyer. First of all, if you don't know your buyer, go home. Just go home. Dial into who your ideal customer or audience is and figure out what makes them tick. What are they interested in? What other pages do they like? That's another entirely different conversation called social listening. But if you are doing your social listening and you're very familiar with it and how to do it right, then there really is no difference between social commerce and social selling because people won't even know that you're trying to sell something. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk makes an analogy. He says, jab, 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 right hook. The jabs are where you give something of value and the right hooks are where you put a sales pitch or something. I prefer the analogy of diplomacy, where you tell someone to go to hell in such a way that they actually look forward to the trip. And I'm sorry if that sounds a little crass. Quit your snickering, Mike. But seriously, if you know what your audience is interested in, you know why they're on social media, why they logged on, why they spend that much time on the platform, then you know what content they're there to look for. And if you can tap into that and deliver the content that they're normally interested in, and you're delivering that, then they're going to follow you no matter who you are. And your purpose could be anything. You could just be bringing awareness to a new brand. You could be raising money for cancer. You could be selling shoes. It does not matter. If you give people the content that they want, the reason that they got on the platform to begin with, then they are going to follow you. Now, every once in a while, if you want to give them the right hook, as Gary Vaynerchuk puts it, or tell them to go to hell, as in the definition of diplomacy, they're not even going to know. They're not going to know that you just dropped a sales pitch. It's going to just go in there like butter, and they won't mind. They won't be offended by it. It won't seem abrasive in their news feed or their timeline, whatever the case may be. Some people call it the 80-20 rule in social media. You know, you never want to get on there and sell, 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 or if you're a cause, raise awareness, raise awareness, raise awareness. You have to mix it up a little bit. There are a few exceptions, but I'm strongly stressing the word few exceptions. So really, there's not much difference to social commerce, whatever you're trying to sell online. It's just like social media if you do it right.
Well put, Kim. This just came in about a couple hours ago on Twitter. Julia wants to know, is social media dying? Yeah, I thought you were going to kick out of that one.
Yeah, insert sound effect on that one. Go to your local pawn shop and tell me how many brand new smartphones you've seen traded in. Tell me how many people in your office or how many of your peers came up to you today and said, hey, you know what? Really getting tired of my smartphone, really getting tired of social media. I think I'm just going to lay off for a while.
They call it social cleansing.
Really?
Yeah, believe me, I learned that word the other day. Somebody's like, I'm going to socially cleanse myself. I'm like, well, you should have been taking showers years ago.
Yeah, I've socially cleansed because I had to on business trips, and it was nice to get away from the news feed for a while for the drama, you know, away from the drama. But no. Social media will die down. Social commerce will die down when humans stop being social creatures by nature. I'm saying that slow to really stress that. It's just, it's not in our nature to do that. And one of the reasons, too, is, you know, what's the biggest product on social media and social commerce?
Cats.
Almost. Okay, that's half of the answer of what are the two most viral things on the internet, cats and bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's actually true.
Cats eating bacon.
Do cats eat bacon?
I don't know, bacon bits, I guess. I don't know.
Anyway, I personally, if you were to ask me what is the most frequently sold thing on social media, I would say that it's people's, I'm dreading to say this, but I have to, it's people's facades. You know, it's people putting up false pretenses on social media. I like that meme, may your life one day be as you portray it to be on Facebook. Have you seen that meme?
I've seen it many times.
Yeah, and if you're offended by hearing this, then chances are you are guilty of it. And I'm sorry to say that, but it is true. But that's also part of the reason that social media will never die down. It's just not going to happen.
One final question. Tim from Facebook asked, if you had to lay your money down on a marketing strategy, and I know this will go into the webinar coming up, would you go with A, Instagram, B, Facebook, or C, Twitter?
And I don't have the choice to split my money?
No, if you had to invest into one platform right now, today, if you had a budget of $1,000, for an example, where would you put it?
Honestly, I'm still going to put it on Facebook. I know that Instagram is, you know, it may be the hottest pan on the stove right now, but Facebook is number one. It's still the biggest pan on the stove. It's practically the whole stove. Number two, Facebook owns Instagram. Number three, just as of a few days ago, Facebook actually began integrating Instagram ads into the Facebook advertising platform, which means you can now run either Facebook ads, Instagram ads, or both in the same or different campaigns, all from the Facebook ad platform.
So, interesting.
Yeah, it's like two behemoths with $1.
Very interesting. Final question from Joey that actually came through Facebook. What are your thoughts on the new direction that YouTube is going with ad-free videos?
That's actually a very interesting question.
Do you want to save it to the next podcast to answer that, or do you want to answer it really quickly?
You know, I'll just take a quick stab at it because I think that we are really headed toward a society where there are no more media giants, you know, like Fox, NBC, ABC, all of this. We can get almost everything that we want streamed now. So it's no more the media or broadcasting companies. I don't care who you are, what you do, you are a media company. If you are a photographer, you are a media company. If you sell baby clothes, you are a media company. You may ultimately sell baby clothes, but you have to be a media company in order to get yourself out there and market yourself effectively. So really, the only difference now is whether or not people are choosing to pay to cut out the ads. And what's going to happen with that? I don't really know yet. I think it's pretty interesting, but I don't think that advertisers are at a risk yet.
Okay.
So
I think that's all the questions that came in, you know, during the podcast.
Well, thank you, everyone. I really appreciate your time. It is our most valuable commodity today, and you shared a little bit of it with me, and I thank you for that very much.
Tell them how they can reach you.
Oh, yes, this will... I am going to put this onto quote-unquote paper digitally, of course. You'll be able to find it soon on my website at www.camille-forte.com. Remember, there are two L's in Camille. That's camille-forte.com. I will put this in a readable, printable, mobile-friendly format. And I'm actually going to put in some tools there. So, you know, if you're not familiar with social listening, you're like, hey, you know, what was that? Or if you are guilty of blaming social media for your social commerce not working, you know who you are. It's okay. You don't have to own up to it. But I will hyperlink some tools in there so that you can go a little deeper. But I think this is enough. I think I'm starting to hear the snore sounds in the background. It's been enough about social for one night. So thank you, everybody. And until next time, you can find me on Facebook.com/ Camille Forte Online. Twitter, my handle is Online Forte. And oh gosh, I don't remember the rest of them. Yeah, Instagram, LinkedIn, you know, just Google me. I'm on Google. You know, I'm right there. So it's a digital world. It's not hard to find me, folks. So thanks, everyone. And no matter what time of day you are listening to this, make it magical.